My sister Rachel may look and sing like an angel, but she plays Scrabble like a woman possessed. She fights for every spelling, fiercely defends many a suspect word, though I admit she would say the same of me. The point, however, is that board games are by their very nature competitive. You're meant to win, right? Well, there's a new game in the market which is about as counterintuitive as they come. The Buddha Wheel has no winners and no losers. It's complicated, containing hundreds of meditation cards, and the goal is to reach nirvana. It's the creation of Emily Preece, a Devon-based artist. So, will it take off? Well, we've brought in some volunteers to try it out. Manisha is from the Manchester Buddhist Centre, and Sherry Ashworth is a novelist and non-Buddhist who admits to being quite competitive. Good morning.
Good morning.
Manisha, I guess here the fun is in the journey and not the destination. How does it work?
Well, it's slightly hard to say. You've got this circular board, and you start off in the middle, and it's like a normal game. You've got a dice. You've also got lots of little beings, as opposed to men, and but they look just like the usual kind of counter.
It's a very ornate board.
You're moving on round through
these different six realms here in the beginning, the middle.
So the idea is you go through these different six different realms of existence, which you could say are lives that you live, or some people would say they're like states of mind. So you've got the hell beings, and you've got the animals, the humans, the gods, the demigods, and the hungry ghosts. I think probably your sister fits into the demigod realm. They're the people who are constantly fighting each other, put a leg up on each other's shoulders.
You're going to get me into trouble later. And basically the idea is that each realm you move into, you then pick up a meditation card where you reflect on something.
Well, as you go around, you land on various places where you pick up a card, which could be something positive, like you do something kind for somebody, or it could be something negative. You do something unkind or unaware, and you accumulate these cards. And the idea is to accumulate as many positive cards as possible.
Sherry, this is the first time you're going to play it. Are you ready to let go of your competitive self?
I'm not sure that's possible. I mean, I'm so competitive that my own daughters refuse to play Monopoly with me. And my first question when I met Manisha this morning was, how can I win? And I haven't really let go of that yet.
Well, we're going to let you go off and play for a while, and we'll check in with you and your spiritual progress or otherwise later in the programme.
Fantastic.